Theory of Relativity at allaboutscience.org. The theory of relativity was proposed by the Jewish physicist Albert Einstein in the early part of the 20th century. It is one of the most significant scientific advances of our time. Although the concept of relativity was not introduced by Einstein, his major contribution was the recognition that the speed of light in a vacuum is constant and an absolute physical boundary for motion. This does not have a major impact on a person's day-to-day life, since we travel at speeds much slower than light speed. For objects traveling near light speed, however, the effects are significant. The theory of relativity states that such objects will appear to shorten in length and age more slowly than a stationary object. Einstein also derived the famous equation E equals mc squared, which reveals the equivalence of mass and energy. When Einstein applied his theory to gravitational fields, he derived the curved space-time continuum, which depicts space and time as a two-dimensional surface where massive objects create valleys and dips. This aspect of relativity explained the phenomena of light bending around the sun. It also predicted black holes and the background radiation left from the Big Bang. For his work on relativity, the photoelectric effect, and blackbody radiation, Einstein received the Nobel Prize in 1921. For the past century, scientists have conducted a variety of experiments to verify the implications of the theory of relativity and to advance fields such as cosmology and particle physics. However, there are some questions about the ability of Einstein's theory of relativity to describe as many physical phenomena as had been claimed. Some scientists argue against it entirely. Relativity, like any other scientific theory, is not the absolute, entire, and final description of the universe. Because it is a scientific theory, it contains certain assumptions and approximations of nature, so, ultimately, it fails to describe several phenomena altogether, such as electromagnetism. Unfortunately, Einstein's theory of relativity, much like Darwin's theory of evolution, has become popularized as a scientific truth because it offers a simplified explanation to the complexity observed in the natural universe. In fact, Einstein himself spent the rest of his life attempting to develop a unified theory of physics which would combine electromagnetism with relativity. He was unsuccessful, and to date, this goal has not been accomplished. In addition to being misrepresented as an undeniable fact, the theory of relativity has been misapplied to areas beyond gravitational phenomenon, even in the scientific community. Concerning the origin of the universe, Einstein's theory of relativity is the basis for the Big Bang theory, a popular idea about the origin of the universe. Likewise, Darwin's theory of evolution is a theory focused on the origin of species and ultimately the origin of man. Yet these two theories are often discussed as though they are two ends of a larger unified theory. In reality, they are not theories on a continuum, but separate theories describing two completely different physical phenomena. Additionally, Einstein's theory is intended to describe physical laws of the universe alone, not philosophy or religion or God. For instance, the theory of relativity and the philosophical belief of moral relativism have nothing in common except for the term relative. Yet some believe them to have common meanings. Some might argue that moral relativity, the belief that truth and lies, good and evil, God or other gods, are determined and validated by an individual's personality, genetics, or environmental upbringing, is a consequence of Einstein's work. You have just heard Theory of Relativity at allaboutscience.org.